Our family.
Hello and welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts featuring patients and members of staff. Today we feature our patient Charlotte, who started her fertility journey with Harley's Fertility Clinic in 2019. Here is Charlotte's story.
I'm 34 years of age. My partner is, he's 48. We've been together almost 2 years now, and we said that we wanted to plan for a family like just a year ago. And obviously we did it the natural way and nothing happened. So we thought, as I'm getting older, we thought it might be best to maybe freeze my eggs and look into fertility treatment. So we did, you know, we sat down, we looked on the internet, looked for different clinics, and we just thought that coming to Harley Street Fertility Clinic would be the best option for us. We liked how they detailed how treatment would commence, you know, payment options, plans and things like that. We came in for a consultation and we just felt like this was the best clinic to go with.
Our family.
My eggs will be collected and then fertilised. So that's the treatment that we're going through. I'm currently on the injections at the moment. That seems to be going well. The nurses here were very kind. Bernie and Margarita, they're very kind. When I first had to start my injections, they sat with me and watched me do it and talked me through it, which was very calming. My partner was also in the room as well, encouraging me. So I'd suggest that when you do come to your appointments, even though it may seem like, oh, you're only in for like half an hour or 20 minutes, it is good to bring someone with you just for that moral support, or maybe they've got some questions that you're not thinking of at that time because you're worrying about, you know, your treatment and injecting yourself. Since taking the injections, I have noticed my moods have fluctuated, but not in a dramatic way. And it's not as intense as, you know, when you're about to start your monthly cycle. But I have noticed I can go through different moods of up and down. And when I do get into that, it's best to try to do something to take yourself out of that. Read a book. We have a little dog called Ari. We take him out for a walk. My partner is aware that my moods do go up and down, so he's helpful and he tends to stay out the way, or he'll try to do something for me. My breast areas, sometimes they get little tingles and stuff like that. Naturally, bloating comes with taking the injections. Normally it's constant bloating, but directly straight after you start taking the injections, you do experience some bloating. But other than that, I think my injections, they are going well. My follicles are growing very well with every scan. Dr. Van Kat has said, you know, they're growing very well.
Our family.
What do you feel?
I've been through a mixture of scared, excitement, anxious. Even still, while I'm giving myself the injections, I'm making sure that I've got everything in order, that I know what I'm doing, that I can do it at the exact same time, because that's another thing. It's making sure that you try to take the injections around the same time. So it's like a mixture of feeling, like when you've got a goal and you're trying to reach it and you're taking the steps to get there. So it's not a case of just jumping to the end goal and then there you've got a baby. It's going through the emotion. There's going to be, you know, loops and turns and I have to go through them. But it's good when you've got your partner there with you to help you and encourage you. So yeah, I've got a mixture of emotions, but it's mainly a mixture of being anxious and excitement at the same time.
What about your partner?
My partner, he's just pretty blasé. He's just like, yep, we'll come here, we'll have treatment, we'll have our baby at the end of it. Very supportive, but obviously we're females, so we're the ones going through the treatment, we're the ones feeling. My advice, understand what your partner's going through. Try to be there for her. When you see that her mood is going a bit up and down, try to comfort her or, you know, be from her for a little bit. Just try to be as supportive as you can. Obviously, we understand that some appointments your partner can't make because of work or commitments and things like that. But it's just checking in, because even my appointment today, my partner has to work, so he couldn't be here today. But he's been checking in on texts and stuff like that and seeing what's going on, and I'm keeping him updated. So yeah, he's doing very well with the process. But obviously, as I said, it's more for the female. Well, it's the mother's role to be nurturing, and we're going through all the emotions now. And obviously, you know, we're not going into things blindly. We know the ups and downs. We know what could go wrong and different things like that. But yeah, journey with someone if they're not in a relationship.
Would you like to send to Dr. Venkat?
I'd like to say thank you to Dr. Venkat. She, from the first initial consultation, she sat down with us. She explained everything to us because we were completely new to it. We'd only read from the website and, you know, trying to look at other people's journeys on YouTube. So we had a mixture of questions and answers that we needed answering. And she was so friendly, calm. She was calm. She was able to detail everything with us. And yeah, she's been very helpful through my scans that I've had. She talks me through. She shows me what's on the monitor. So yeah, she's been very helpful. So I'd like to say thank you to Dr. Venkat for all her help and suggestions. She even suggested to do acupuncture as well, which I've got an appointment next week. So I'd like to say a big thank you to Dr. Venkat. She's been very friendly and kind, and she's very professional. She knows her job. We do feel safe under her care.
So I would like two favors from you. The first one would be maybe to let us witness your journey.
I'm okay with it, because obviously, like I said, when we first started looking into it, we had to go to YouTube or go on websites. And obviously, this is a private, personal that everyone goes through. But more information that's out there, because myself, I am an overweight fertility patient. So I have been trying to join a community online where there's similar people in the same position as myself. So there is a community online, probably in the same position, who've probably been told, you know, you can't get pregnant or you can't go through the treatment because of your size or anything like that. You know, there's things to watch what you eat, there's taking your vitamins, there's making sure you get your exercise every day, drinking a lot of water. At the moment, I've got reminders on my phone every 3 hours to get me to drink some water. I've got books. There's one book here that I've started. It's called Fat and Fertile, How to Get Pregnant in a Bigger Body by Nicola Salmon. And that's quite good. So I obviously know that I'd be a niche market for the podcast, but it's just showing a diverse range of different people. So I myself would be happy to share via audio. The reason why I'm okay with it is because, like I said, when I first started researching, I was trying to look for people like me or in the same position as me, and knowing that there could be someone else out there who's thinking about it and they're thinking, oh, I'm not suitable or I won't be eligible for that, and then they could hear my podcast and that could change their minds and they could go forward with it. It's really good what you guys are doing, like raising awareness and forming a community where people can come and learn more about fertility and to get information and help with that, because obviously they offer counseling here and acupuncture and stuff like that. So
the second favor would be to bring the baby here.
I would love to, yeah, because I can see when we come in through the door, all the yes. people that have been successful, I would love to actually do that. And I'd probably share more once we get to that stage. Yeah, because that would be amazing.
It is incredibly kind of Charlotte and her partner to share their fertility journey to inspire others seeking fertility treatments, and we are ever so thankful. The interview was recorded in December 2019. This week we caught up with Charlotte and we have some great news we would love to share with you very soon. This is the end of today's podcast. Stay tuned to find out more about Charlotte. A podcast by Delia Girl.
Our family.